Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. Have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about the Falcons, okay? But it's Free Fall Friday. Y'all know what that means. That means you can call into the show and you press the number one on your keypad. That will let me know that you like to be on the air, and I'll let you come on the air and talk about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be the Falcons. You know, you can talk about your work, your boss. I don't care. You can talk about, you know, what kind of bubble gum you chew. I don't care what it is. Today is Free Fall Friday, and this show is for you guys to take over. So you can call in and take over. Call your friends and tell them, hey, listen to the show. I'm getting ready to get on the show and take over. This is your show today. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or have an opinion about today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will get you on the – now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And all you guys who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in, okay? Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. Now, I am your host, Frank Williams, and today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. If you're in trouble with the IRS, give these guys a call. They're strictly professional. 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Now, today's weather right now is 77 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 89, low tonight 69. And then Saturday, partly cloudy, 88. Sunday, possible thunderstorm, 86. Monday, the same, 85. So, you know, it's this time of year where we had a pop-up storms right here in Georgia. But it looks like tomorrow going to be great for college football and cooking out, right? That's what I recommend. You guys cook out and invite me over, right? Cook out and invite me over. Now, today's word of the day is schmooze. Schmooze, S-C-H-M-O-O-Z-E. Schmooze is a verb, and it means to converse informally, chat, okay? To engage in informal conversation with. To schmooze. That's a pretty good word. So you guys can grab that, use it however you want, and that's how we'll roll, right? Schmooze. So today's show is entitled Free for All Friday. This is Free for All Friday. And then we, you know, I'm going to talk about the Falcons and, you know, how it was embarrassment to the city last night. And, you know, I think that, you know, hey, can you fire the coaches right now? If you're the owner, I guess you could fire a coach and his staff at any time, right? Now, I'm not, you know, throwing something out there. Well, I am throwing something out there, but I'm not saying, you know, fire the guy today. You know, but I'm saying he needs to be on the hot seat. You got to tell this guy, man, we gotta perform right here, or we got to get somebody else to come in that can get us to perform. Because obviously, you're not. We went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, total embarrassment, blew it, made history at the Super Bowl. In a bad way, okay? Last year, we got to the NFC Championship to go back to the Super Bowl, lost to these knuckleheads last night. Last year, in the same kind of fashion, almost deja vu all over again, right? Man, it's unbelievable how the Falcons played yesterday. Now, I didn't watch all of the game. I watched the first few minutes, then I listened to all the way till a little bit after halftime. But, man, and I know the reason. I know the reason. And if anybody who's, I don't know if you're coaching in the Falcons organization. I don't know if you know somebody who's coaching in the Falcons organization. I don't know if you know any players, anybody that's listening to the show. What I'm saying is, this is why we lost that game last night, and I have it pinpointed. I've had it pinpointed since 2 weeks ago. And what it is it's the preseason. We had these guys practicing in the preseason, and they just, you know, they just kind of going through the motions. You know, they hanging out. They ain't really playing no tackle football. They just running little patterns, catching balls, you know, trying to run a few plays here and there. But they trying to look at these rookies. And we had the most rookies in our camp than any other NFL team. Why? I don't know. So that means we gotta take some time to look at all these rookies. because you may have a diamond in the rough, right? So that means that you got to take time away from your top guns. But your top guns have to play. I said it, have to play. They have to play. In order to stay tight with your game, you have to play. They say practice makes perfect. Yeah, practice makes perfect as far as catching balls here and there. You can catch. All right, bam, I catch this. But if you're not out there at game speed, running, tackling, catching the ball, game speed against someone else who's going to tackle you, playing a hard game, then if you sit out 4 weeks in the preseason, don't play or play maybe 5-6 snaps. Then you go sit down for the rest of the game. Man, that's really hard to do. And then think about it. You're not getting any work. Preseason is a joke to these guys. So if preseason is a joke, why do it? Why do it? Why have 4 games? Why not have 2 games? I mean, why not? If it's a joke, why not have just 2 games? Okay, so we've had 4 games. We lost all 4 of them. I think we scored 2 touchdowns over all these games. Okay, now then you turn around and you say, man, we stink in preseason. Weren't scoring any points. You know, wasn't stopping anyone else. We're not playing our big boys. They sitting on the sideline, you know, eating popcorn. But we get slaughtered all during the preseason. Because we're not playing our big boys, because we're not putting up any points, and because we're not stopping anybody else. Yeah, you want to look at rookies, but you know, let's look at rookies. You need to play these starters. Yeah, you know, the first game, I'd have been like, okay, guys, we're going to play, you know, half the first quarter or all of the first quarter. My starters, we're going to play it the whole first quarter. Then you sit out the rest of the game, okay? Then the second game, we're going to play, you know, close to halftime. You can evaluate these rookies second, third, and fourth quarter for that first game. Now, you know, you pretty much know who you want, who you don't want. And you need to go ahead and cut these guys. Stop screwing around with them. Go ahead and cut these guys. Let them go somewhere else and try to be a factor there. You know who's not going to make the team. You know that in the first week of preseason. Then, you know, you come down to that first preseason game. Then you go to the second preseason game. Your starters, your big boys, play for 2 quarters. Then you're looking at your other guys, third and fourth quarter. You got to cut this thing down at that point. You got to get rid of some of these guys that you know not going to make your team. Because you can only tote so many guys. See, what I'm saying, I'm doing the process of elimination. You gotta get these guys and be like, man, I like you, man, but you're not putting out the effort, man. Great personality, great attitude, but you're not putting out the effort, man. But I tell you what, I'm going to give you another week. And I want to see if that attitude that you have, which is great, is going to translate into you putting out on that field. I'm watching you. So he gave him another week. But you got those other guys that you say, man, it's not going to work. I'm letting you go now so that I can give you an opportunity to go somewhere else and play. Okay? And you got to cut these guys down quickly. And that fourth game, man, the big boys need to be playing quite a bit all the way up to halftime, at least maybe a little bit past that. But you got to play. But and because they didn't, Julio did not play a down. Freeman did not play a down. So Julio played pretty good last night. He's catching balls. He had 160-something yards or whatever. But Freeman, he wasn't ready. Tipping balls. He's tipping, running side to side instead of up and down. I mean, you can see that he wasn't ready. Matt Ryan, I mean, you got to see it, you know. He just stunk up the joint last night. He really, really stunk up the place last night. I mean, you know, he didn't just, you know, do bad. He was horrible last night. 21 for 43, that's less than 50%. And we paying you over $100 million. We paying you $39 million a year for what you put on the field last night. For your talents, you took to Philadelphia last night. You put that on the field last night. You showed us what you've been doing with that $39 million that we giving you. You showed us. You know what you showed us last night? That you hadn't been doing a damn thing. That's what you showed us last night, Matt Ryan. And I blame it on the coach. That's why I say, can we fire these coaches right now? Bring in a whole new damn staff. At least that'll make the fans happy. Because these guys are not getting it done. Fire somebody. Please, Arthur Blank, fire somebody. Fire that offensive coordinator because the offense looked like crap. And then another thing, right off the bat, we walked down the field on Philadelphia, got to the goal line, and stopped. We don't want to score now. We were just showing y'all that we could come down the field. We don't want to score. We don't want to score. And then we had a chance to score. Call a fourth down play that went up the middle of the field where everybody's standing. Come on, man. Why did you call that play? Think about it. When you're away from home and you walk down the field like that on someone, even on your first possession, even if you had gotten to the 10-yard line and stalled, you would have kicked the ball right for three. When you're away from home, you got to get points. You got to put the pressure on that other team. We walk down the field and dump three on their heads right off the bat. We've been like, yeah, let's go. That's the way the team would have been. But we go down the field and then we go for it on fourth down instead of kick. We got stopped. Now we go to the sideline with our head down.
Coach, you know, I stumbled right there, Coach, before I got that ball. By the time I got the ball, man, they were all over me. But, man, put 3 points on the board. Put 3 points on the board. So you know, we missed that opportunity. And then we had a field goal party, a couple of more field goals after that. And then we scored a touchdown. Then we scored a touchdown, and then we screw up the placement of the ball, and we missed the extra point. You know why? Well, you know why that happened? That happened because we not practicing. We're not playing. We got to let all these rookies play in the preseason. None of the other boys get any chance to play. They don't play. So you think you could just walk your ass on the field and be cold and pick up where you left off last year? In a game situation, man, it's the regular season. These games count. We're not in the preseason anymore. Preseason is our problem. The preseason is our problem. Okay, the preseason is our problem. We got to play these boys in the preseason. Frank, somebody might get hurt, man. If somebody's going to get hurt, they're going to get hurt. You can't prevent it. If he's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt. And by the way, we probably going to lose Keanu Neal. I don't know. He's supposed to have an MRI this morning, so he's probably out of that. So they probably know what's going on with him right now. We might need to look that up at some point. But Keanu Neal might be done. I'm saying done because, you know, he hurt his knee. And we don't know the severity of that yet. Then they tell me that and to go back to it now, to go back to Keanu Neal's injury, I think, this is my opinion, but I think he got hurt because he hadn't been playing. Man, he hadn't had any game. None of these guys have had game-worthy playing time since last year. Since last year in Philadelphia. They hadn't had any game-playing experience since then. So they just been practicing. And they hadn't played in the game. So, man, if I'm gonna practice and just, you know, bully-wooly through practice, then come game time, come real time, hey, Frank, we need you to go, baby. You ready? Hell no, coach, I ain't ready. I mean, I'm ready, my mind ready, but my body ain't ready because I ain't been playing. Y'all with me? 516-531-9483. If you want to talk on the show, just press the number 1 on your keypad and you can talk. It's Free for All Friday. But all I'm saying is they say practice, 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 practice. But practice is not in the game. Practice is not in the game. The game is so much faster than practice. Okay? And these guys hadn't played. I think they should play in the preseason. I can almost guarantee you that next year, preseason, these guys are going to play more in the preseason. Because right now, they straight rusty. I mean, the line was holding. The line was tripping. The line was, you know, people were running in, hitting the quarterback. They were dropping balls, Freeman running side to side instead of up and down. I mean, all that stuff, that come from not playing. And see, like I said, all them rookies, you got them in there playing and playing. You know, I, again, you know who going to be on the team. You know from when you saw them guys come into camp, the first few days, you'd be like, look at this softy right here. 6'6", 300 pounds. I bet you he's soft. He looks soft. That's a king lift 200 pounds. But he in the Falcon camp, a rookie. Man, you know who you're not going to keep. Go on and cut them boys loose. Let's get our team together in the preseason. Come on, man. Come on, man. I can't stand this. And then we go to Philadelphia. Everybody jacked up to watch the Falcons play. We go, this friend of mine that works for my, we're going to beat them 31-14 tonight. I said, man, they ain't ready. He said, Frank, I'm telling you, Julio gonna tear them up. Well, Julio did a good job. And the first play gonna be a bomb to Ridley. He ain't throw to Ridley but twice. And both of them were incomplete. Matt Ryan sucked last night. The whole team sucked last night. This is the worst I ever seen the Falcons play, I think. Even back when, we used to watch Tommy Nobis. We used to watch Kuykendall and Steve Borkowski. I mean, they didn't win, right? But, man, they tried to play. They tried to crack some skulls. Their preseason was not like our preseason. These soft millionaires now, they don't want to get on the field. Man, they ain't gonna play, so I ain't bring my cleats. I don't wait. I just bought my Lamborghini, man. I can't wait to get back out there. So that's why the Falcons, I said it maybe a week or so ago when I did the show about the Falcons, because I was so fed up about the preseason. I did a show saying that we are going to get stumped this year. Okay? This is a bad way to start the season. Now we got Carolina coming up. Now, Carolina, they getting ready to play Sunday. Okay? And then when they play Sunday, they're going to have a game under their belt. We got a game under our belt coming into next Sunday when we play each other. They come here. Man, Carolina ain't no joke. Right? Man, if we play like we played last night, we're not going to win one game. We in the toughest division in football. We play the way we played last night. New Orleans is going to stump us here, and they're going to take us, drag us back to the bayou and stump us there. Man, we the team got to get going. Our Arthur Blank, I have Dan Quinn and all his boys in my office right now. Tell the secretary, close the door, and you can go home early. Gone, girl. See, and then you gotta cuss these guys out. They work for you. They supposed to be taking your team to the promised land. Man, the Super Bowl coming here, and I'm gonna make my prediction right now that the Falcons will not be in that game. They'll be watching. Oh, they'll be in the stadium. They will be in the stadium. But they won't have no shoulder pads on. Well, some of them might have some shoulder pads on, but that's another show. But anyway, but I'm just saying, that's why we look so bad. Because these guys have not played together. They've not played together in real-time game mode. Hard, running, doing everything the right way. They hadn't done that till last night. And then I don't care what anybody say. You come out on the field, you're throwing around, you're getting ready for the game, you dancing, you listen to the music, you're ready for the game, then boom, boom, boom. It's thundering and lightning now. You got to go back in the locker room, chill for an hour. An hour. Then they let you back on the field. The game was an hour late starting last night. Then they gonna get their rings last night because it was the opening day. Come on, man. We got stomped last night. The score didn't show it because, hey, Philly played bad as well. They stunk up the place. But they stunk it up a little bit less than we did.
And I mean, Matt Ryan, he was just funky last night. And I don't mean that in a good way. Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP, he was a little bit less funky than Matt Ryan. That's all that was. See, so, you know, I bet you that some former players are just horrified from what they saw last night. Man, this the first game of the season? These boys look like that ugly. That was ugly with a capital U, capital G, capital L, capital Y. And I'm done. Thanks, guys, for listening to the show. Hey, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys Monday, same time, same place. Have a great weekend. Remember, crank up that grill, all right? And do your thing. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. See ya.